ceiling on the earth. Well, it's lasted for a while. Take my thoughts for what they're worth. I've been acting like a child. And your opinion, and what is that? Just a different point of view.
It's Wednesday, December 28, 2011. I'm Ben Bowden, and this is the First Baptist Daily, a daily podcast aimed at the understanding and application of God's Word. And this week, we've been asking some questions so as to start out the new year on the right foot. And the value of these questions is not that they're deeply profound. It's just that they bring an issue or commitment into focus. So if you think about it, you're more likely to do it. Question today is, what is the most helpful new way you could strengthen your church? Think about that. What is the most helpful new way you could strengthen your church? Now, I'm just assuming that you're plugged into a local church. Local church is a big deal. It's a big deal because it's a big deal to God. The church in the New Testament is pictured as Christ. First of all, flock. John 10, Jesus describes himself as the good shepherd. He feeds the flock, he protects the flock, and he calls his flock, and the flock follows him. It's also pictured as a family, a faith family. Matthew 12, Jesus is saying, "Here are my mother and my brothers. Forever does the will of my Father in heaven is my brother and sister and mother." It's also pictured as the bride of Christ. Revelation 19, verse 7 says, "Let us rejoice and exult and give him the glory, for the marriage of the Lamb has come, and his bride," meaning the church, "has made herself ready." And then finally, the church is pictured as the body. Now, there are two major teachings with this. First of all, Christ is the head. Ephesians 1, verse 22 and 23 says, "God the Father gave God the Son, Christ, as the head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all." And the second major teaching in the New Testament about the church being the body of Christ shows that each member of the body needs all the other members. 1 Corinthians 12, starting at verse 12, the Word of God says, "For just as the body is one and has many members, and all the members of the body, though many, are one body, so it is with Christ. For the body does not consist of one member, but of many. If the foot should say, 'Because I am not a hand, I do not belong to the body,' that would not make it any less a part of the body. And if the ear should say, 'Because I am not an eye, I do not belong to the body,' that would not make it any less a part of the body. If the whole body were an eye, where would be the sense of hearing? And if the whole body were an ear, where would be the sense of smell? But as it is, God arranged the members in the body, each one of them, as he chose." God has chosen all the members of the body and given them a specific talent, a specific gift to work and function with the body. And because we are a body, we need each other. We really do need each other. We need old and young. We need mature and immature, rich and poor, educated and uneducated, teachers, businessmen, handymen, doctors, nurses, plumbers, lawyers, mamas, daddies, singles, teenagers, young children, old men, musicians, preachers, funny people, serious people, people who are hurting, people who have hurt in the past and have made it through so they can help those who are hurting in the present, all different kinds of people from all different kinds of races and cultures and socioeconomic backgrounds, all lovers of Jesus, all gifted by God in different ways for the purpose of building up the church. In case you didn't catch it, that includes you. If you are a sinner saved by the blood of Jesus, if you claim Jesus as your King, it is the heart of God that you be plugged into a local church exercising your gifts. Being united to Christ means being united to every Christian, but that universal union must be given a living, breathing existence in a local church. And so the body of Christ needs you. It just needs you. 1 Corinthians 12, verses 21 and 22 says, "The eye cannot say to the hand, 'I have no need for you,' nor again the head to the feet, 'I have no need of you.' On the contrary, the parts of the body that seem to be weaker are indispensable." All right, it doesn't matter if you think you don't bring much to the table. God says you are indispensable for the building up of the body of Christ if you are following Jesus. So listen, if you are isolating yourself and not actively involved in a local church, you're not only hindering your spiritual growth, you are stunting the growth of the body as a whole. You have some, or perhaps many, gifts that God has given you for the purpose of operating and functioning within your church so as to strengthen your church, and what you're doing is you're squandering that gift and being an unfaithful steward of it. But we've got a fresh start. It's a new year. So what is the most helpful new way you could strengthen your church? You may want to join a small group or a Sunday school class, depending on how your church is set up. Maybe you want to serve in some capacity in your local church. Get with some folks in your small group or Sunday school and visit a nursing home. Spend some time loving on or praying with those who are perhaps a few days away from stepping out of this world into the next. If you like to work with your hands, you may want to know that there are orphanages all over the world that need to be built. Raleigh's Place in Clanton, Alabama is one of them. That's where my oldest daughter spent the first few months of her life. They are in need of many workers this year to build some cabins. If you're a savvy businessman, there are orphanages all over the world that need to be run more efficiently. Maybe your local church needs someone just like you to head up a project. You may need to do just a bit of research and find out what opportunities are out there about how you can humbly serve your church. Here's the deal. We want to be faithful. May we be faithful stewards of the gifts God has entrusted with us. And in so doing, magnify Christ in all the earth. I'm Ben Bowden, and I'll meet you again tomorrow on the First Baptist Daily. To cry, we can't.